Naaman speaks with the author of The Little Book of Healthy Beauty. And 11:30 on Madness Radio, Will Hall talks with Jack McNamara, author of In Between Land, and it's an anthology of queer poetry. This is the Old Mole Variety Hour. We're signing off for October 3rd. We'll be back again next week.
This is John Schuck, host of Progressive Spirit. This week, I speak with Larry Hurtado, professor of early Christian origins. He discusses why Christianity was so weird in its time and how its weirdness came to define the normalcy of religion today. His book is Destroyer of the Gods, Early Christian Distinctiveness in the Roman World. Listen to weekly podcasts on kboo.fm/progressive spirit.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is October 3rd, 2016, Monday, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air and kboo.fm on the web. Our guest today is Antonia Uas. She is, of course, a leading oil and energy expert, a fellow of the Investigative Reporting Program at UC Berkeley's Lisa Graduate School of Journalism. She's the author of three books that we have talked about. She's been on KBOO's Air Cascadia a number of times, as well as other programs. And she's going to be joining us today to talk about a particular article that came out recently. President Trump's energy policy would be a nightmare. That's putting it lightly, very lightly indeed. First, before we get into all that, a little bit of weather from around Cascadia. Weather, as always, influenced by not just what goes on in the sky. It's influenced, of course, by land masses, great and small, and by oceans, rivers, streams. All of these factors must be taken into account in the complex algorithm that is weather. It's a lot more than what we see outside. But nonetheless, we take a look at it because here it is, a 20% chance of rain later on. Feels rainy. Otherwise, obviously overcast and a high around 61. For tonight, it's very likely that we'll get a bit of rain. And lows around 51, a bit chilly. Not much in the way of wind. And then for tomorrow, again, showers are in the offing. And we might even get a thunderstorm to go along with that. Highs are around, around 62. And for tomorrow night, showers and again, possible thunderstorm, lows around 55. That's it for the weather. So we still have the Millennium Bulk Terminal fiasco. It's a sound and fury fiasco signifying, well, nothing as far as Army Corps of Engineers is concerned. And the company, too, indeed, is already salivating because the environmental impact found that there would be impact, on noise and inconvenience to neighbors. Well, these being low-income neighbors, very likely their concerns will be overlooked. Their health concerns is a lot more than just a noisy train going by spewing coal dust, which it will, of course, do. All the rest of it, tribal fisheries, the whole works, contamination of the river, contamination soil. It's the main point. So the reason why we have an environmental impact statement in the first place is what? Wait for it. The environment. Yes, that's right, kids. It's the environment that we're concerned about. It turns out that they took none of that into account in issuing the final report. There's a lot more on the Bulk Millennium Terminal that we're going to be hearing about. In fact, if you Google it, try Googling it, try any combination, the first page will be what Millennium Bulk Terminal has done is come up with all kinds of websites they have engineered it. So that's what comes up. Various websites, their opinions. It's Millennium Bulk Terminal's coal trains are celebrated all over. If you use Google as your search engine, all over that first page that appears, a lot of people, that's what they're going to read. They're going to think there's nothing else. And then this has been an internet environment coup on an enormous, immense scale. That I would imagine would be the story there. Well, it's possible now, too, in the Pacific Northwest that four dams on the Snake River may come out. This is, of course, in all of the name of rescuing salmon. If they're considering taking out four dams, then you know that salmon are in way worse trouble than we believe. The waters are warming. And get this, the Pacific blob is back. It went away for a while. People hoped that was it. It's probably caused by lack of churn in the oceans, bringing up cold water from the depths. Well, turns out there isn't any cold water in the depths. So hello, blob, and goodbye, Pacific Ocean. On that note, though, welcoming Antonio Uras to the KBOO airwaves again. Antonio, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
It's a wonderful piece that you wrote. President Trump's energy policy would be a nightmare. Unfortunately, it's not a nightmare. It would be reality. And we already have all the pieces are in place. That nightmare could so easily become a reality. So much money. So the fix is in them. It's like the many, many fixes are in, starting out with the very likely appointment of Kathleen Hartnett-White to be Trump's Environmental Protection Agency, Poobah. She's a piece of work, and she's the poster child for many of the concerns brought up in this piece. Can you talk a little bit about how we know? We can guess what Trump's energy policies would be. How can we be so? How can you be so sure? I mean, this is very clear, and obviously, a great deal of investigative work gone into it. Sure. Can you talk a little bit about the trail?
Sure, sure. So this is an article that I wrote for Rolling Stone that is on the website, and readers can look at it themselves right now, titled President Trump's Energy Policy Would Be a Nightmare, which probably doesn't shock many listeners. But what I did, which is hopefully very useful, is to walk through what we know about his advisors and the people he's already turning to in the campaign to say, you know, were he to become president, what would that actually mean in practice, in policy, for everything surrounding energy policy? And I interviewed this woman who you mentioned, Kathleen Hartnett White, who is a rumored person to be his secretary for the Environmental Protection Agency, but also looked at all of his advisors. And what's been really interesting for Trump is that he is turning towards his advisors in this area because he doesn't know anything about policy as it relates to this sector. And he's actually corrected himself in public based on the things that his advisors have told him, which is, you know, very unique. So it makes his advice very unique for Donald Trump. So it makes his advisors, you know, people who we should look at to see what would Trump mean for energy. And basically, he's pulled together this group of people who are extremist climate change denialists, and I mean the most extreme of those who deny the reality of climate change, and particularly climate change induced by the burning of fossil fuels. Also, I call them fossil fuel supremacists. They basically put the burning of fossil fuels, the extraction of fossil fuels, as beyond better than any other form of energy. In fact, they call wind and solar and renewable energy not clean at all. They call them parasitic forms of energy. They don't believe in these alternatives at all, and also, in fact, believe that burning fossil fuels is good for us. Then there's also the group that I call the Gordon Geckos. These are hedge fund and private equity guys, and they're all men in this case, who I think are really just cashing in on the whole Trump campaign, because these are guys who, one of the ways they make money is by flipping distressed oil companies. And so they take a small oil company that's in economic trouble, they buy it, they basically strip it down for parts, which mostly means getting rid of workers, then make the company produce as much or more oil, but with fewer workers, and I would argue just sort of cheaper practices so that they can turn it around and sell it again and make money. And what that has contributed to is a really remarkable death rate in these areas where these companies operate. And this is just one contributing piece to that. But in places like the North Dakota Bakken region, where most oil, fracked oil comes from in the United States, or a lot of it does, excuse me, not most of it, the death rate for workers in North Dakota is 7 times the national average. And one of the union leaders I spoke to there points to these private equity guys as one of the reasons for that problem. So what all of these folks tell us, and I focus in particular Hartnett White, as I said, because she is the rumored EPA secretary. She wrote this book, co-authored it with another one of Trump's advisors, a guy named Stephen Moore, and it's called Fueling Freedom. And she thinks that this book is one of the reasons why she was picked to be an advisor for the Trump team. And also, as I read it, I realized that basically every Trump energy policy I've heard him name on the campaign trail can be found within this book. So it's very instructive and very disturbing, because Fueling Freedom is about what they term the master resource. And the master resource is fossil fuels. And the master resource is brought to us, as described in the book, by a series of white men who harness this resource, pump as much of it as possible, oil, coal, natural gas, without any limits virtually, and that helps us move beyond our savage tendencies to overcome these failings. And they point to, as an example, humans in the movie Dawn of the Planet of the Apes capturing electricity to free themselves from the apes.
Antonia, hang on a second. We're about out of time. We've got about 15 seconds left. Just a final wrap up on this is really the wholesale privatization of everything. This is the beginning. The other areas of Trump's policies. That this is really a bellwether of what we could expect, it seems. But final wrap up on this piece, the Rolling Stone, that's where people can find it.
Yeah. I guess, you know, I would say the thing is at the most disturbing, just, you know, sort of at the get-go, is this intention to pump everything. You know, we know that we're at a time when we're very concerned about the impact of climate change, and that most experts say that 80% of fossil fuels need to stay in the ground if we're to avert the worst of climate change. And this agenda is the diametric opposite. Pump everywhere, pump all the time. And it's good for you. And don't worry, it's good for you.
I feel a lot better. Thanks so much, Antonia. This is some great talking to you. Thank you again. This has been our Cascadia for Monday, October 3rd, 2016. Our guests today, Antonia Yuas, Engineering Today, Natasha Delavine, Kathleen Stevenson is, as always, the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.
Kabu.